musicians are generally flaky all over the place type. And I actually like got a collar, a slave collar for one of them. Not as a joke. You know, you ever see the Muppets? Uh-huh. Animal change of his drum kit? That was the guy. So you are alive, but way too quiet. The sounds of bird song in your graveyard sessions.
Tune this. You want to tune this little creature up? She's
definitely a bit out.
Yeah.
Well, I do try to teach. What is a general rule that I gave you?
Every 5 minutes in the rotation.
Every five degrees. Okay. In our case, I let it out of the case, let it breathe for a while. Mm-hmm. In this case, well, I think I took off clothes, so therefore it is colder. It hasn't really changed the temperature all that much. Okay. That was great, and that was, for the record, that was her pretty damn perfect version of I'm an Orphan Girl. So would you like to tell our interviewer about possibly how you came to love that song and to play that first tonight?
I came to love that song. In the hippie worlds of Semper Virens Outdoor School, watching a bunch of hippies jam to it.
Yeah.
So many of the songs that I play, I didn't hear the originals first or ever. Like, there are songs that I know because my tribe played them, and I like playing them.
Where was your tribe?
That was the outdoor schools and all the naturalists, not to be confused with naturists. We were clothed, but hippies nonetheless.
Ah, okay. Okay, so I did misinterpret that. I thought you were running around naked in the woods.
We also were naked a fair amount of the time.
I don't get it, man. What's going wrong? Look, skinny dipping was one of the... And the river was a highlight of my life.
Oh, it's the best thing. No, I mean, that's... To me, like, yeah. Hot springs, it's like... Getting to be naked around humans is great. Getting to see bodies. It's great.
And also just getting to be naked is great.
And naked in water.
I joke about saving on laundry bills. But civilization as a whole is so repressed. What was so wrong with swimming without clothes on? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, it is. It's interesting to me in that Elio doesn't know.
Yeah.
To be like, he doesn't. He hasn't learned the like. Oh, I'm naked. I'm not supposed to be seen by other people. Whereas we have there's a little girl who he's friends with who. When she was potty training, I went over one day to drop something off, and she went and, like, knew to, like, had already learned that, like, oh, I need to go hide. I'm, like, not wearing pants. I need to pull my shirt down to cover my body. And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, already? Like, how did you learn that already? Yeah.
Shame.
Now, if you ever come over to our house, we have in our downstairs bathroom, we call it the butt room. And we have an annual photograph of our family's butts that we take once every summer. Of us naked in a beautiful place.
That's cool. I have a friend of mine that does that too, or did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got in some, you know, trouble from some, you know, people. They sent it out as a Christmas card. He did a tasteful Christmas card of everyone's family.
Yeah. It is the kind of thing where, like, I am, like, you know, Elio's at an age where, like, it does feel, like, especially this year, I'm like, well, we'll ask. I mean, and we're not sending it out, but.
Damn it. I find it very difficult to concentrate on tuning this dancing while having this conversation. Okay. So, yeah, keep your children, you know, keep naked. There. Mm-hmm. It's like Wilbur Hot Springs. I'm inspired myself by springtime to head down the loop this weekend if I can. So, anyway, hit stop.